start off, guys?
Nobody?
Why did the offense kind of do a slow start?
We had three turnovers.
Okay, you're not playing very good football, right? Are you worried?
Sure.
What do you feel needs to be done?
I don't know. We gotta go back and look at the film.
Anything going on with Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Do you feel like depressed right now?
No. You know? I feel good. Feel good going into the game. Just gotta go back and look at it.
Is that game an issue at all?
Mm-mm. Nah.
The biggest issue is right now offensively.
Turnovers. That's it. It's so easy. It's what?
Still that simple?
Yeah, very simple. Don't turn the ball over, you probably win games. You can go back and look at the stats. Oh, you know, when your first pass gets picked, I mean, kind of sets things back a little bit.
What was your take on the touchdown call?
I can't say. I'll get fined.
Do you think that was the biggest momentum shift?
You know, it hurts when you get a whatever 80-yarder or whatever it was, 70-yarder called back. Absolutely, we still had opportunities. Yeah. I mean, anytime Denver runs the ball well, we win. But, you know, they're giving me a lot of opportunities. I just got to play better, as my man back there said.
Will the corners look better than you thought?
The who?
Their corners?
No. You know, we had good stuff going.
What about you personally? Do you feel like you're scuffling?
What's scuffling? You have good games, you have bad games. Obviously, this was a bad game. Had opportunities in the second half. Anytime you throw three picks as a quarterback, obviously you're going to look at yourself and want to do better. So, we got a quick turnaround. Got to go to Cleveland on Wednesday. So, we got to get it together. Nah. Execution and turnovers. It's a simple game, fellas.
Did you think of Hillis today
coming out? We knew he was capable of that. We knew he could do some good stuff for us offensively. It's just a matter of finding those opportunities to get him in there and let him do his thing. So, if he starts blocking well and does that stuff, then we can definitely use him in the pass game. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Jay, how was it tough coming back after the way things were going in the first quarter? I think that was the first time the hometown got on you a little bit.
I'm not worried about that. Whenever you throw two picks like that, I mean, obviously the crowd's going to get on you. You got to expect that. I mean, anytime you go out there and do those sort of things, I mean, the crowd's not going to be happy. I mean, I'm disappointed in myself. I know I let down my teammates a little bit in the first half, so we just got to play better, especially me.
Jay, do you feel like Brandon Marshall's
healthy?
Yeah.
As far as I know, he is. Yeah.
From a layman's point of view, it seems obvious that what the defense has given you is the passing game. Is that correct? Is that basically doing it?
It's a little more complicated than that, but they were putting 8 in the box and then spreading it out pretty good, so it's a little deceiving.
Do you feel like things are, happening so fast and rising that you guys had a lot of...
There's a lot of season left, and we've got to realize that. We've got to put things into perspective. There's still a whole second half left. I mean, obviously, we're disappointed in the way we're playing right now, but we're still a good football team, We just got to pull together, get back to what we were doing those 3-4 games. I mean, not as far as play-wise, but just execution-wise, because we're still doing the same stuff. We still have the same opportunities. We're not executing. We're turning the ball over, and that, it's hard to win like that.
Thing that you can turn it around quickly Thursday night.
I don't know. It's 50-50. Go either way. You know, we could turn it into an advantage on our part, or obviously we could blow up in our face. So, I mean, hopefully we get it together these next couple of days, because we're on a flight on Wednesday afternoon.